Now on the fringes of the Baltic stands, I found a real life poet, Latvian poet, Toms Trybergs, but he's working as a reporter today. I mean, I should be a little bit annoyed about this, getting on my patch. I mean, I don't start writing poems. Why are you here, Toms? Who are you just speaking to?
I was speaking with the Lithuanian poet Tomas Venclova, and actually that was a huge event for me because I've been following his work and his opinions, whether it's on some Lithuanian press in English or whether, for example, Rigas Laiks or other magazines somehow writes regarding something to Venclova. And of course it's a bit it's hard to dive into this big market because lots of information and lots of visuals and lots of people, but I think when these kind of persons like Venclova, when you approach them, then suddenly the whole background slips away and you focus only on him. So I think this is an inspirational moment for me.
I think it's interesting as well that, you know, poetry is hugely popular, still a very important art form in Latvia and in all three of the Baltic states, whereas maybe relatively speaking in the UK it very much is a kind of secondary endeavor. So do you think that kind of the Baltics are kind of bringing back a bit of an emphasis on the importance of poetry?
At one hand, certainly, for example, these translations of all three Baltic state authors, what happened the day before yesterday, this publishing house, I forgot the name. I think for author, sometimes being published in a book series, it's a bit bit itchy question, because you feel that you are something between the chain, you're an element of a chain. But in this case, I think it is even greater honor because you represent, as an author, each of them represents Knights of the Round Table, but only in literature. So I think these this Parthian idea about these series that both visually and formally are similar. I think in this case, as you asked about the bringing back the popularity, I think this is one of the great examples how it's done.
And I can vouch for the fact that Parthian is really serious about getting involved in the Baltics as well, because their chief came to my house and even swam in my pond, in my Latvian pond. So, you know, he got his kind of ritualistic baptism there. So I'm glad that it's paying off at last.
Cultural webbing.